In this lesson, we investigate the fascinating and pivotal figure of Zerubbabel, a name that echoes through the annals of Jewish history. Zerubbabel stands as a symbol of hope and continuity during one of the most challenging periods for the Jewish people, the post-exilic era following the Babylonian exile. Understanding Zerubbabel's life and his role is crucial for appreciating the resilience and adaptability of Judaism during times of upheaval. To set the stage, recall that in 586 BCE, the Babylonian Empire, led by King Nebuchadnezzar II, conquered Jerusalem. The devastating consequence was the destruction of the First Temple and the exile of the Jewish population to Babylon. This event drastically altered the Jewish community, stripping them of their land, temple, and monarchy. However, in 539 BCE, a monumental shift occurred when the Persian Empire, under Cyrus the Great, conquered Babylon. Cyrus's decree allowing Jewish exiles to return to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple marked the beginning of the post-exilic period. It was during this transformative era that Zerubbabel rose to prominence. A sign of the Davidic line, Zerubbabel was a direct descendant of King David, positioning him as a figure of hope for the restoration of a Judean monarchy. As the governor of the Persian province of Yehud, which included Jerusalem, Zerubbabel led the Jewish exiles in their return and played a crucial role in the reconstruction of the temple, an effort that was both symbolically and logistically monumental. The prophets Haggai and Zechariah saw in Zerubbabel the potential fulfillment of divine promises, linking him explicitly to messianic hopes and the restoration of the temple. Though he ultimately did not re-establish the Davidic monarchy, Zerubbabel's leadership left an indelible mark on Jewish history and messianic thought. Through his efforts, the Second Temple was completed in 516 BCE, revitalizing the Jewish community and religious life in Jerusalem. Zerubbabel's legacy offers a compelling narrative of leadership, resilience, and the unyielding hope for restoration and continuity. As we explore his contributions, let us consider the enduring impact of his work on the development of Judaism and its messianic expectations.